neighbors run through your veins. You'll twist your mind, things through the insane. You will find eyeing days enough with your bloodshot eyes. He's paralyzed, can't sleep at all. You're always feeling trapped in the cage and conscious where you lay. Can't sleep at all. You're always feeling trapped in the cage and conscious where you lie. 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 Losing my mind, I'm walking around with a paranoid. Throwing off brainstorms all the time. Western mind is not destroyed. 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 Western mind is now destroyed. 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 Lost, I'm addicted, I feel sorry. What can you do when your body's going numb? What can you do when your mind's having fun? I'm running out of luck, wanna go crazy. Life must suck. My feelings are running out of luck, wanna go crazy. Life must suck. 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 Can't go right when I lose my mind. I'm walking around and paranoid. Killing off brain cells all the time. Western mind is now destroyed. 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 Western mind is now destroyed.
Everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You were tuning into The Corey King Show. My show airs every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to find out more about me and what I'm up to, just go ahead and go to artistfirst.com/coreyking.htm, and that's Corey with an E. And on the show tonight, I have a band called Million Proof, and thanks to email and technology, we were able to get their phone number, and everything's smooth now, and we're going to feature their music tonight, and themselves. So, on the phone with me, I have Steven and other bandmates. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yep, perfect. All right, cool. So, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good, man. It's me, my bass player, Nate Heller, and my lead guitarist, Shaggy.
Right on. Okay, cool. So, where are we talking to you guys from tonight?
We're from Calvert County, Maryland. It's southern Maryland, south of Annapolis.
Okay, right on. So, I mean, I know that I just visited Ocean City, but is that near Ocean City at all?
That's on the other side of the Bay Bridge. We're about 3 hours from Ocean City.
Okay, cool. So, are you guys close to the ocean at all?
We're right on the bay.
Right on. Do you visit it often?
Yeah, we go over there sometimes.
Right on. Okay,
like
cool.
We'll go up there for the biker week and the car shows and shit.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was actually, while I was there, the biker week was going on, and I left actually the day it started happening, so I didn't get to experience any of it, but it looked pretty cool. You guys, motorcycle enthusiasts as well as musicians?
I'm not. I just, a couple of us snowboard.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Not big on bikes, man.
Right. Okay, cool. So, let's jump into the music questions. So I have with me, I have Steven, is it Nate and Shay, right?
Steve, Nate, and Shaggy.
Oh, Shaggy.
Yeah, like, Brian Primus, a.k.a. Shaggy.
Not my real name, man.
Okay, cool. So, now, just for the people who don't know about you guys, and for anybody tuning in that's never heard of you guys, could you give us a little background about how you got started and what got you guys into music and what you were listening to growing up?
All right. Well, me and my lead guitarist, Shaggy, we started a band about 8 years ago. Well, no, actually like 6 years ago. We've been playing since then, and we went through some trouble with a lot of bandmates and ended up starting this band, Million Proof. I actually lifted weights with my bass player and told him about coming over one day. And honestly, my drummer, when we got rid of our last drummer, I had this gut feeling to find this kid that lived like a block away from me. And the same day, like, it was driving me nuts. I ran into him at the bar, and I was like, "You play the drums?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, we're starting a band." And that's pretty much how we got started, but all of us come from different genres. My lead guitarist likes a lot of classic rock, reggae, to Cypress Hill, to everything else like that matter. I'm more of grungy, and, like, Deftones and 311 are my favorite two bands. My bass player, he's got a lot of punk in him. He does a lot of good backup vocals too. He throws that into there. And my drummer, he's Mushroom Head, Mudvayne, you know, heavy metal. So we're all a lot really different. We're kind of thinking about, when people ask us what genre we are, we're going with this new thing called hybrid rock, just because we have so much diversity. It's just a new thing that I've never heard before. So we kind of made up our own name for it.
Right on. And you know, that's cool to have your own genre to describe yourself as, because I know that I've interviewed, you know, a number of people, and when I always ask them, you know, what would you classify yourself as far as your music genre, you know, they're always like, "Well, man, I don't want to throw myself in one category or anything," but it's cool that, you know, since you have your own genre, then you're able to explain yourself in a genre that you've created, and you get to explain that genre as well. So that's cool that you guys came up with, you know, your own kind of music genre.
Yeah, well, that's what comes out. You know, we jam, and that's what comes out. It's not like anything else, I don't think.
Right on. So now, were you guys buddies before you started the band?
Yeah. I knew my lead guitarist and I had, like, first met when we were both in fifth grade. You know, we're all in our mid-20s now to around 30, and we met when we were in fifth grade, and then my bass player, I kind of knew his brother before this. He's an artist also, and I knew Nate just from seeing him at different places, but, you know, we connected really quick. And my drummer, I never met him until that day. I thought about finding him, I swear to God. And from the day I met him, he's just been the coolest dude to play music with. When he's in the room, everybody's in a good mood. He's just that jolly guy that, you know, the four of us get along ridiculous. I mean, that's why it works. That's the only reason we're still together. That's the only reason any band works, is when we get along like we do.
Right on. Now, since you weren't very familiar with the drummer before you guys started playing, was it difficult to welcome him into the group? You know, as far as you guys being a close-knit group of friends, and then a new guy comes in, or, I mean, I know you said right off the bat he was pretty cool, but was there some momentum that had to be built for, in order for him, you know, to find his way into the group, or did it just kind of click right away? As far, you know, as far as being a friend, and as far as, you know, musically?
Honestly, I know this sounds impossible, but it was like I'd known him my whole life, man. After knowing him for a week, he just clicked with us. Me and him started jamming, and I got my lead guitarist into it, and I found Nate, and it just all came together really smooth, and since then, it's just been a good time.
Right on. Cool, so we played Mezcal before we had you guys on, and I think if it's cool with you guys, we'll go ahead and end the program with that in case anybody missed that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, okay, cool. But for right now, let's go ahead and jump into another song. I have three more of your songs here. I have No Mind, The End of the World, and what is it? Scubs?
The first one's called Pay No Mind.
Oh, Pay No Mind. Yeah, my bad.
It's Pay No Mind, The End of the World, and Succubus.
Succubus. Okay. What would there be any of these? Which of these three would you guys like to play first?
Good question.
You want to show them Pay No Mind?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Bust out some Pay No Mind.
We'll show them Pay No Mind.
Right on. Now, is there anything that you want to tell the listeners about this song before we play it?
I would love to. I wrote this song. My bass player wrote this song musically, and then everybody else fell into place. And when it came to lyrics, this is a song I wrote about. My original drummer, actually, he got injured. And a guy supposed to be a friend of ours ended up stealing something from him. And the whole song is based on people that are supposed to be your friends, and then they end up stabbing you in the back. And I pretty much tell people this is how you should treat them.
All right, cool. Well, this song is called Pay No Mind, and it's by Million Proof, and you're hearing it on The Corey King Show on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
I got something to tell you. I'm so frustrated with these fools. They lie to your face, steal from you. Taking action's what we got to do. Into your mind, I see when you try to convince me otherwise. You call yourself some friend, trying to the thoughts that decide. I know these people where they come from. And you wish they did not exist, but it's only in the team that we have to live with. So here's my advice on what you got to do. You got to treat them like a piece of shit. That they all block them in, bust the chin, slam straight against the car. They took her too far, but now it's time to release. Trip them up, knock them down, face to the concrete. I know you're waiting for the state to say to let the brains out. Criminal act a fool, and now he's done on letting tears out. Now it's time to leave alone and jet before the cops come. Even though we did you wrong, you're the one who's got a gun. Or you could just pay no mind. Not in jail, but in the sunshine. Release endorphins, forget past. And that was your mom's house and every day. See, that's the fault that gets me every time. What to bow, screw your life. Pick this lane, that's the story I will tell. Way to drive style, can't forget a new human dealer back. Don't forget that every human being has feelings. Get back to the case of tonight's mess of person. Got this awful broken motor, got the body jerking. Looking through the shadows, that's the devil I will come. Close your eyes and say a prayerless night, you see the sun. You'll see the sign.
That song you just heard was Pay No Mind by the band Million Proof, and you heard it on the Corey King Show on the Artist First World Radio Network. And I have three of the members on the phone with me from the band Million Proof. And are you guys still with me?
Yeah, we're still with you, buddy.
Okay, right on. Cool. So, while we were off the air, you guys told me that there's also another way that you guys describe your music, and it's positive, but in an angry way. How did you guys come about, describing your music like this to people?
A lot of it is because my lyrics, have a positive message to them, whether it's hidden or it's not. But all our music is a lot of energy, and it's very aggressive. A lot of it sounds like it might be, sounds like it could be negative. But if you understand the song and read up into it, it's always a positive message. But sometimes it's not pretty, dealing with real problems, I guess is the way I want to put it. That's why I say it's positivity in an angry way.
Right. And it's a bummer because a lot of times people, when they listen, don't really take the time to listen to the lyrics. They'll just listen to the song as a whole, but they don't really listen to the message behind the song. And sometimes they'll get a misinterpretation of the song. But really, it could be something completely about something completely different than what they were thinking of just due to the lyrics. And it's just, it's just a bummer that people look past the lyrics when it really could be, a strong point of the song. Now, you guys, since you're heavier music and you do some screaming and stuff, have you ever noticed anybody being automatically turned off and, not taking time to actually give you guys a listen because, you guys are a heavier type of music and you do use more aggressive vocal styles?
There's been certain people that have said it could be better with less screaming. That's about 10% of the 100% of the people that come see us play. The people that do enjoy it, they love it. So, and I love doing it. And honestly, I have too much energy to not scream. So
yeah.
It's something that I don't think I'll be able to eliminate. I definitely have songs where I stay away from it to be more soulful. But, there's just some songs where it's needed, and there's just no way I'm taking it out.
The screaming stays.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something else to say?
No, I'm good, bud. Oh, well, I was going to tell you, I had something to say about we're going to be releasing a new album, our first full album in a few months, hopefully. But I forgot why I was going to say that.
I'll touch on it. It's probably due to the fact that when we do release the album, we're going to have lyrics with it. So just read up on the lyrics, and guess what? You can understand the song and understand that it's not, not about violence and hurting anybody or negativity, that it is very positive.
Right on. Now, I know there's, in traditional hardcore music, at least in some subgenres or something, there has been a lot of positive messages in the heavier music. Do you guys, are any of you guys fans of, traditional hardcore music?
I like everything but country and new rap, so
okay.
I could definitely say yes. I take an open ear to every kind of genre. I like some of the metalcore, I like some of the heavy metal, and as a singer, I listen to the lyrics more than anything, so a lot of those guys always have good stuff to talk about, and it's not always kill your mother and me.
Yeah. So, what made you guys want to take the direction of being a more aggressive, heavier band as opposed to, say, pop music or jazz or something? What triggered you guys to take the path of a heavier style of music?
Well, see, man, it is Nate, by the way.
Okay.
Yo, man, I served 4 years in the Marine Corps, dude. I've seen, the worst in life, man. There's just a lot of built-up aggression I had throughout the years. So me personally, I just love it. I got a lot of energy on top of that. There's no way to really describe it. He was talking about our different genres. I grew up listening to punk. I grew up listening to pop punk, dude. listening to Blink-182 growing up, stuff like that.
Nice.
You know, it was cool always playing that stuff, but people just kind of sat there and watched you. When we get out there and rock our shows, when we play at big venues up in Baltimore, man, when people get down, there's no better feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping off that stage and moshing with the crowd. It's never happened in any other band I've been in, and it'll probably never happen again. But as far as if, you know, anything ever happens with this band, not that it will. But it's just something that there's no feeling like it, man.
Right. Yeah, and I've heard that from numerous amounts of people. I've been in a number of bands myself, and, you know, I agree that there's no other feeling than that, you know, no better feeling than that, just that, you know, that live, being on stage, that just adrenaline pumping through you, and, you know, just people feeling your music, and you feeling the music, it's just, it's great, and I guess, you know, that's just the best part about playing live, and you guys seem to understand that. So, you guys have a pretty unique name, Million Proof. Is there a unique story? Is there some kind of story behind the name Million Proof?
Here's my lead guitarist, Shaggy. He's going to explain this one to you.
Right. Okay.
Analytical one.
All right. So I was on the way home from work, and we had been in this discussion about what the name's going to be for maybe like 2-3 weeks. And, you know, people in the band, for whatever reason, mostly me, kept shooting all of them down. And they were like, well, Shag, if you want a different name than that, then you better come up with one. So, I don't know, it came across my mind on the way home from work. And I was like, Million Proof. Like, it rolls right off the tongue, simple one word. I guess it pretty succinctly describes us as people, more or less. Like, that's pretty much all there is to it.
What he's trying to say is,
we enjoy
beverages like Jägermeister and Red Bull and Miller Lite.
Right.
And so what really brought it to his mind, I think, is that we enjoy drinking. So we figured,
okay,
you know, 100 proof bottle messes you up pretty bad. How about Million Proof?
All right. All right. I feel it. That's nice. That's good. So... now, if somebody were to come to one of your shows, but they were hesitant to come to a show, and what would you guys say to someone? How would you persuade them to come to one of your shows? Why should somebody come to a Million Proof show?
Hey, man, I'm a salesman anyway, but all I got to say is don't knock it till you try it, because once you listen to us, I mean, we got a lot of people hooked. There's a lot of people that come to our shows that don't necessarily listen to our style of music, but they still come out. And, you know, they have a great time. What else can I say? I mean, you see them dance around. I see them in the pit. I even get in the pit myself, man, because I love it too. But, you know, I just say don't knock it till you try it, because I've always been a person that says if you haven't tried it, I mean, you only live once. You might as well give it a try. If not, I mean, what's the point of living, man?
That, and it touches on all those different bases like we talked about earlier. I've been surprised consistently with the the demographic of people that have been into our stuff. Like, there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Just like our music's diverse, so are our fans.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure your guys' shows, people, you know, just get pumped up. Like, and like you said, there's mosh pits, or there may be, like, some kind of, I don't know, form of hardcore dancing or something. Have you guys ever witnessed, like, people just getting, like, so pumped up that there's just, like, fights that break out?
Yes.
I definitely, as a singer, I also want to throw this out there. You're going to go to a live show, mosh pit, have a great time, drink it up, do whatever. Fighting, not a fan of it. I'm not a fan. If you think you're tough, you came to the wrong place. We're just here for everybody to get together and have a good time. That's why I want people to actually understand the lyrics. You know, I'm not about going out and beating someone up or something, but I want people to come out. Yeah, I want you to let loose and you know, be free for the night, be free for the show, and have a good time. It's just, I do not support it breaking into fights, and you know, I just, that's not what we're about.
That's cool, man. Now, I watched recently, I don't know if you guys are Foo Fighter fans or not, but I saw Dave Grohl. There was, at one of their shows there, a fight busted out, and Dave Grohl was just, he got pissed immediately, and he was like, yo, this is not going to happen at my show. If you want to fight, just get out. And he sent these people out of their show because they were fighting. Now, do you guys think, if you see somebody fighting, do you usually stop your set and tell them to break it up? Or do you let somebody else handle it? Or what would, I don't know if this has happened to you yet, but if it has, or when it does happen, What do you guys do about it if you were to see like a fight break out?
Well, it's actually happened before. It happened at a local show that we played. But yeah, I remember that incident with Dave. I actually heard about it on the radio. Like Steve said, that's not something we support. And in fact, Steve actually said something at the show that people were saying in our county for like a week later. He goes, "We're here to have a good time. If you want to fight, you need to get the F out. There ain't no thugs in Calvert County," because damn right, that's true.
Right on. Okay. So, now, as far as songwriting, is there like a process that you guys usually stick to, or is it kind of a sporadic type of thing? When you guys get together, how does a song come into existence between you guys?
Honestly, man, our songwriting is all over the place. You could take a third to half of our songs have been started by our bass player. He'll come over, he plays guitar, he sings, he does everything. So he'll come over and he'll be like, "Hey, wrote this song guitar." He'll throw it down. Shaggy, my lead guitarist, he'll take a look at it. He'll make a couple changes that he likes. Everybody throws their own input into it. And sometimes I write the lyrics to a song before we even write the song. Most of the time, the music all gets written first. But sometimes I play rhythm guitar for the band, and sometimes I'll sit at home, I'll come up with something, and if it's something that one of them like, we'll go from there. And it's always, all four of us always have ideas, you know. Every practice, someone comes to practice and says, "Hey, I got this idea." They'll throw it out there. Either we'll like it or we'll shut it down. Shut it down, these usually never happens. We usually always like it. And here's my bass player. He's got the better.
Not only that, you know, I think I'm an alright guitarist, but when I bring my songs over here, I give it to, you know, I show my guitarist, man, he just makes it golden. This guy is one of the best guitarists that I've ever played with, no doubt. But on top of that, we come up with songs, you know, and then the lyrics, sometimes come the lyrics and the songs, and then sometimes we just jam a song out, and then we end up working on it a little bit afterwards, and it becomes one of our songs. I mean, it just depends on the mood, it depends on how we're feeling that day, and, you know, we're always looking to get work done, there's no doubt about it, but sometimes we just got to jam it out, and then, you know, maybe we'll make something out of it, maybe we don't.
Nice, okay. Now, are you guys usually on the same page as far as when you're writing songs, or do you guys usually have to find, like, a creative medium that you usually have to, you know, all give or take a little bit, or are you guys usually all just like, yeah, no, this is it, this is, you know, always on the same page? What's that like?
It's you're never going to have four people in the same room always on the same page. I don't care who you are, but everybody in the band makes small sacrifices. There might be a part I don't like as much, but if it's working for everybody else, I'm here for the team. And honestly, 80% of the time we all like each other's ideas. The other 20% we'll sacrifice to make it work no matter what, because it's about the four of us being happy and enjoying this. If we're not enjoying it, what the hell are we doing it for?
Cool. Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump into another song, if you guys don't mind. I have these other two songs that we have yet to play, and then we're going to save Mezcal for last. But what of the two we have left, what would you guys like to play?
Yo, just go ahead and play Succubus, man. Do you want to give a summary of what it's about?
I guess I could give a little summary about it. This song is called Succubus. It's any guy out there is going to probably go ahead and agree with me on this one. Everyone's had that one girl that took a pretty decent dump on their face when it came to how the relationship ended. But it's pretty much, this goes out to all the girls that play the head games. How's that?
Okay, perfect. I'm sure there's plenty of guys out there who are eager to hear this one. Okay, well, this is Succubus by Million Proof, and you're hearing it on the Corey King Show on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Y'all goes on down, lost something like this. Everything you please, just to feed your own greed. You have no soul. That shit eating grin from every time you sin. Someone is gonna put you in your place. Why know when the time finally comes? You'll fall flat on your face and
shit on you.
I'll shit on
you. See how it feels to have your heart ripped out. Attention from no one at all. You just have to be the boss. How come every time I'm out at the club, it's like someone's out of line behind my back? Just cheating on me, getting who you wanted to win. Every time you wanted to, I'll break my heart.
It's time to realize what you've done. With the battle you have won, no more will be a harder course for you to win. See, this is how it goes. You make us feel so close in love, then you decide to run this world of real. And you got it all. We're just the suckers that will fall.
Guess we shouldn't have played it all.
Why know when the time finally comes? You fall flat on your face, a chance for us to have some fun. We'll shit on you.
We'll shit on
you. See how you have your humming down. Attention from the one and all.
You take away
all the deepest breaths
you take.
No matter what the cost, you just have to be the boss. Inside of every day, the soul you take away.
You try to take everything from us. It's you.
That song you just heard was Succubus by Million Proof, and you heard it on the Artists First World Radio Network on The Corey King Show. Now, I'm going to be honest, I never heard the word succubus before, so while the music was playing, I went ahead and looked it up, and if you don't mind, I'm going to read the definition, because I think the definition of the song that you gave me, it fits this definition pretty well. It's a demon in female form said to have sexual intercourse with men in their sleep, compared to incubus. So, is that as graphic as you guys planned it to be, the succubus? Did you have that in mind while you were writing that?
I mean, that's why we came up. I mean, that's really where that's why we put it on that song, man.
Yeah, that's very fitting for the description you gave of the song. So nice, that's good. Cool. So, have you guys had a chance to do any tours or anything? Or are you guys just playing locally right now? You know, just getting the fan base in the hometown and then going to expand out, or have you guys had the opportunity to do any mini tours or full-length tours or anything yet?
We haven't had the opportunity to tour yet. We're hoping that's knocking on our door pretty soon. We've been together for going on just about a year now. We're just trying to work on our music and be a tight, solid band and gain a good, solid fan base before we even worry about that. I like the pace that we're going at. We played some big places. We played Brandon Said Live from Baltimore. We played Sonar. We've headlined a couple shows. I can't wait till the day we get to go on tour. For right now, it's just keep our heads down, keep working, and keep trying to get fans. That's it.
Right. Okay, cool. Now, have you guys had any, are you looking to get on some kind of label or something, or are you on a label already, or is that even anything you guys are thinking or interested about?
Anything that's going to open doors for us to get closer to be able to do this for a living instead of what we do.
Right.
What we're looking for. Record label, tour. I mean, you know, the day that all four of us can stop doing what we're doing and just play music is what we're looking for. However you do that, that's what we're looking for.
Right on. Okay, cool. Now, as far as writing your lyrics, when you're going to write lyrics, is there any, like, one subject that you find yourself coming back to that, you know, it's kind of like a reoccurring topic that you write your lyrics about? Or is it kind of just, you know, is it always different? And what are you most inspired by as far as writing lyrics?
Honestly, I've had a lot of crazy stuff happen in my life. When it comes to lyrics, each song gives me a different vibe. I kind of you know, I write songs about 10 years ago, something that happened, like a story. I kind of get that inspiration from Sublime. I love the way he, you know, Brad used to write his lyrics, the way he would tell a story, and it was always, you could always memorize the lyrics because it was a real story, and it had a point to it. That's what I like my songs to be about. Sometimes it's about emotions. Sometimes it's about what I'm sick of. I hate people that follow trends for no reason, that aren't themselves, that, honestly, I go all over the place. It depends what kind of vibe I get from the song. I have a lot of past experience I like to put into stories, and I also have a lot of ideas about where we want to go in our future, and that also plays into some of our songs. One of the songs my bass player actually wrote lyrically, and I'll go off of that. I'm actually open to anybody in the band to give me ideas on lyrics. Sometimes I'll be like, tell me what you want me to write about, and that's what I'll write about.
That's cool. That's cool that you're willing, you know, to let other people, you know, take their hand at writing some lyrics. Do you have, as far as listening to music, you know, other than yourselves, do you guys have any guilty pleasures? Like, are we gonna find any Katy Perry on your iPod or something like that? Like,
Katy Perry?
No, nothing like that. But my wife did set up my iTunes account, so I got a lot of her stuff on there. But I just hit the next song.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah. But is there anything that you guys do listen to that you normally wouldn't tell people you listen to?
I know my lead guitarist has got just millions that he probably wouldn't tell people he listens to. I'm not going to lie, but for me, you know, it's either in my CD player, it's either Deftones, 311, or my own band. I really lately have just been on this tip where I go with my inspirations and I go with myself because I'm always studying what we do and what I can do to make it better. Shaggy, his library of music is unbelievable. It's insane. You'll never know. You could be listening to Grateful Dead one day, come back in, and it's Notorious B.I.G. It's
nice.
It's
okay.
All over the place.
That's cool. Right on. All right.
I don't know what else to say about that one.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into another song. We have two left, and we'll go ahead and play The End of the World. I mean, is this title pretty self-explanatory?
It was a mix, and my lyrics on the song was a mix. This one I can actually go ahead and take credit for. I wrote the guitar part, the lead guitar part that started the song off, and I wrote the lyrics for it. And I just got this, it was around the time when I wrote it, it was around the time where a lot of talk about 2012 was coming up, and honestly, I don't really believe in that, but I do believe that there's reasons we're doomed in this world, and it's just because we trash it, honestly, so that's really what I talk about in this song.
Okay, cool. That's cool subject matter. All right, well, this song is called The End of the World, and it's by Million Proof, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Whoa! Back when the Cold War was over, the baby boom started without thoughts of the future. Now the world is overpopulated, natural resources all gone. Cannot put this on any god, we have only ourselves to blame. The end of the world, will we have a chance to save ourselves? The end of the world, still a chance of hope. Now it's 2010, 2 years from between the end. Is there a solution we can find, or is it too late to turn back time? Like to say we've done our best, but I think we all know that's naive. Everyone must change their ways and pray to God we can still be saved. The end of the world, will we have the chance to save ourselves? The end of the world, I'd like to believe there's still a chance of hope.
illusion. Hold on to dear life. Try to make things right with all of your loved ones. I see the end for the world with the pain on our door.
That song you just heard was The End of the World, and you heard it by Million Proof, and it was on the artist's first World Radio Network. And I understand that you guys have a website in the works. Now, if you were telling me earlier that if you go to the website, that you'll be able to it'll have a directory of all your social networks. Is that correct?
Yeah, the website is www.millionproof.com. When you go there right now, it's just a picture of us with all the links to our YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. We got some good videos on YouTube, Facebook, because we're always updating what's going on with us, and Twitter also. MySpace has always got our album music on it for you to sample and stuff, and it's usually got our shows on there. And the website itself is actually in the works. We haven't uploaded it yet because it's not finished, but a new and actual real website will be up as soon as possible. We're working on it. So.
Right on. Now, are you guys fans of all the social networking and social media being a part of the music business now? A bigger part of the music business, I guess?
Yeah, well, you know, like I was saying earlier, I'm a salesman, man. I work for a company where a lot of stuff that we do involves social networking. So it's something I'm very, very familiar with. So I would say that I'm very familiar and very involved in it. You know, as soon as we start getting more people checking out our stuff, which obviously that's what we're trying to do is build our fan base, you know, we'll be more proactive in updating our Twitter account and stuff like that to make sure people can follow us, because if they sign up, they obviously want to see what's going on.
Right on. All right, well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, and which means we got to wrap things up, but I appreciate you guys coming on. I appreciate you guys being cooperative and understanding. And, you know, if you guys are looking for any more airtime, just go ahead and hit us up. And if you would like to plug any other information here, now's the time to do it. Just go ahead and tell people. If you just want to go ahead and list, like, your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and all that real quick, or whatever you guys want to plug here, it's your time.
Yeah, we just want to tell everybody, if you haven't heard us, take a listen. Come check us out. It's a good time. We're about good times, enjoying yourselves, good friends, positivity, loving your life. You know, we're coming. We're on the uprising, so look out for us. www.millionproof.com. All right, peace.
Right on. Okay, and we're going to end the show with a song called Mezcal, right?
That's correct.
All right, cool. And what do you want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and end the show?
You know, actually, this is a song that me and my brother wrote, as Steve was saying. My brother's an artist as well. We wrote it back when we were in high school, man. We resurrected it. It was kind of a project that never got finished. We resurrected it, and we just pretty much got all our feeling into it. We changed it up a little bit, and it just talks about, you know, day-to-day life as a teenager, man.
Right on. Okay, well, this song is Mezcal, and it's by Million Proof, and you're hearing it on The Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Contaminate buzz run through your veins, a twisted mind thinks through the insane. You will find eyeing days enough with your bloodshot eyes. He's paralyzed, can't sleep at all. You're always feeling trapped in the cage and conscious there you lay. Can't sleep at all. You're always feeling trapped in the cage and conscious there you lay. 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 Losing my mind, I'm walking around like a paranoid. Throwing off brain cells all the time. Passive mind is now destroyed. 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 Life must suck. Life must suck.
can't go right when I lose your mind. I'm walking around in paranoia, killing off brain cells all the time. Passive mind is now destroyed. 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 Western mind is now destroyed. Western mind is now destroyed.